On May 13, 1917, the Virgin Mary appeared to three small children in Fatima, Portugal. Over the next 6 months, Mary visited the children and on the 13th of the month, promising that she would perform a miracle in October so profound that the people would believe that it was truly her, the Mother of God, visiting the children. And on October 19th, Mary kept that promise, and over 70,000 people witnessed the sun dance and then plummet toward the earth before returning to its normal place. It was reported in the local newspapers, and people as far away as 25 miles saw the miracle. The third seer of Fatima, Lucia dos Santos, told the world the following, that within the message of Fatima, God calls on us to turn our eyes to the Holy Family, to present to us a model that we are to imitate. Furthermore, the decisive confrontation between the kingdom of God and Satan will take place over marriage and family. Well, we're seeing that confrontation play out before our very eyes. Whose side are we going to be in this decisive battle? And yet, for this imagery of the battle is to be waged in the most ordinary of ways. We all live in a circle that defines our choices. Some are in a circle of taking and grasping. Some in a circle of giving and sacrifice. And this defines whether we will live large lives or small lives. When we open ourselves to the demands of love, we mature in love. We learn to live in that larger circle of generosity. And in doing so, we advance the kingdom of God. Think of a husband and wife that you admire. I've had many in my life. I think of my wife's parents, John and Marcy, who I love and admire very much. You know, to give you a sense, you know, 1 year they were acknowledged as the Volunteers of the Year for the state of Michigan. Before that, I had an aunt and an uncle whose big hearts really impressed me. It wasn't because they let my cousin and I do whatever we wanted to, far from that. But with a balance of firmness and gentleness, they modeled the life of a holy family. What is it about the couple that you admire? When you get down to the bottom of it, what you probably admire is that they are generous, compassionate, and welcoming. God asks families to embrace a culture of self-giving compared to a culture of self-serving. He invites families to journey through love and joy instead of grasping and anxiety, to live large lives instead of small ones. God desires that we first learn this in our families and then spread it to others. And of course, he also expects us to learn that in our parish families. The good news is that the seeds of living as a holy family are not radical. They're not out of reach for us. Rather, they're very attainable. Two elements particularly stand out in that second reading for me. The first is to be thankful. Gratitude is not some imposition or a burden. Rather, it's a virtue that builds up relationships and unites us to each other. If you were to give me a gift and I sincerely thanked you for that gift, does it harm our relationship or enhance it? How much more if your gift was a real gift of self, a real sacrifice? The more that gift that one gives is a gift of themselves, the more it forges a bond between the giver and the receiver. And nowhere is this more true than in the family. Do you want to destroy a relationship? Take the other person for granted. In my mid-20s, my marriage was a shadow of what it was supposed to be because our work schedules of my wife and I allowed us to take advantage and to take each other for granted. Thanks be to God, we got around couples in this parish who pulled us out of that deadly cycle by the witness of their gratitude. And the gratitude in marriage and family, as beautiful as it is only a shining a light on the more important thankfulness. And that is our gratitude to God. As it says in our second reading, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with gratitude in your hearts to God. Everything we have, everything we are, everything you see ultimately comes from the heart of God. G.K. Chesterton once noted, he said, it must be difficult for a person who doubts the existence of God to experience the glory of creation, to see the innocent joy in a little child, to have that sense of gratitude well up in their hearts, and to have nobody to give thanks to. More than that, though, God gives us something even more precious and essential. He gives us his love. God is the source of all love because God is love. And when we are thankful to God, it strengthens and fosters our relationship with him. Then the love of God pours through us and into those around us. This is why Satan seeks to destroy marriage and family. When a family is thankful to God, they discover a sense of peace, joy, and purpose that can't be found in the world. I saw that in the lives of my aunt and uncle. Their gratitude was one of the ways in which they lived large lives. And so first, holy families are thankful. Second, they bear with one another and forgive one another. We become holy families by our patience with each other's faults, by forgiving the many offenses that occur in family life, and by bearing with the burdens that each of us has. How often do we look at the trials and burdens and struggles that occur in family life and see them as obstacles to our happiness? The truth is, as difficult as those trials might be, they are the means by which God forms us in virtue and draws us and fashions our salvation. While we should savor those times when our family relationships and situations go smoothly, we demonstrate our love for each other by how we treat each other and sacrifice for each other when times are difficult. Do we bear with one another and forgive one another? Or do we hold grudges? Are we keeping an account of offenses? When we refuse to forgive, when we harbor grudges, we box ourselves in and we live small lives. Are we going to sacrifice ourselves for the good of the other and for the good of the relationship? Or are we going to hang on to our pride and only take care of ourselves? Look at the cross and see in the most beautiful and yet challenging way what God thinks of forgiveness. God desires forgiveness and reconciliation with us and within our families. And yet the Gospels are also so clear that if we do not forgive, we will not be open to receive the forgiveness that God wants to give to us. Forgiveness is a habit. Bearing with one another is a habit. We can learn and develop the habit, and the more we do it, the easier it becomes. When my son was caught in a cycle of drug addiction, my wife and I had to learn to forgive early and often. And as difficult as those times were, God strengthened our marriage profoundly through the sacrifices. Not only that, each of our children knows that if we still love that wayward child in the darkest days, that they will be loved despite their flaws and failures. I saw this in the situations with my aunt and uncle. Despite tense situations that occurred, I saw that their relationship with each other and their relationship with God was more important. The largeness of their hearts was revealed in the way that they forgave and the way that they did not expect everybody to be just the way they wanted them to be. In spite of the beauty of loving and being loved in these ways, those who are stuck in a circle of selfishness will resist. To be sure, there is risk when we sacrifice. We might fail. We might be rejected. Nonetheless, it is only in sacrifice that we grow in virtue, that we overcome ourselves, that we learn to love, that we become more like God. If, on the other hand, we choose the safe route by keeping to ourselves, the outcome is guaranteed. Our lives will be turned in on themselves, and we will not know how to love. When we avoid the demands of love, we close ourselves to love itself, and we live small lives. Give your love away and grow spiritually rich and live large. Or hoard it for yourself and lose what little you have and live small. This is true for the family, and it's true for the individual. The brighter a candle shines, the more it gives joy to the house. Similarly, as our families, the brighter they shine, the more they will give joy to the families around us and to the heart of God. Simeon and Anna eagerly awaited God's revelation. So also are the families around us. And the way we reveal God's love for the world is through the examples of holy marriages and holy families. Become a holy family in gratitude and in forgiveness, and you will live a life that is filled with an abundance of good gifts. That abundance will spill out to others who will desire to imitate your goodness.